thank y'all for coming to hear us pick. Anybody here that came to see something fancy, we'll disappoint the heck out of you. But if it's just some picking and grinning, I bet we might get that done. Hope so. Jeff, thank you for a good job on the sound, buddy. Appreciate it. Here's a song that's so dang country, when you hear it, it'll make you think you're smelling frost on sweet potato vines. It's called Give Me Back My 15 Cents. Tennessee, thought I'd learn to travel. Then I met with a pretty little gal, and soon we played the devil. I loved that girl and she loved me, and I thought we'd live together. But then we tied the fatal knots, and now I'm gone forever. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to mammy. $0.15 to the preacher man and a dollar for the paper. Then dear old mother-in-law moved in, and lordy, what a caper. I fiddled a tune for her one day, and she called me a joker. Then that old sow got mad at me and hit me with the poker. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to mammy. They worked on the farm, but there was no way to suit them. They were both so dad burned mean to me, somebody ought to shoot them. I'm tired of looking at my mother-in-law. I'd like to see my granny. Gonna leave the state of Arkansas and go back home to mammy. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to mammy. Y'all excuse that bad break, but my mind wandered there. Young lady asked me back there a minute ago how long I'd been married. Long time. Been married 43 years, the 8th of June. Jack, let's do that John Hurt song about making the pallet on the floor. What do you think? Right. I'm just as informal as I can be, folks. I'm sorry about that. Don't know how to be no other way. If I had to try to be formal, I might have to go home. Well, that goes along with us here down to the grassroots music we pick. A little story goes with the song. Brother John Hurt recorded this in 1928. And in 1934, somebody else claimed he wrote it and got a copyright on it. I don't think Brother John thought that was very funny. I didn't either, you know, when I met the guy. If I ever am blessed in this good world by the good Lord to meet him again, I'm going to say, son, John recorded that in 1928. How come you got a copyright on it? So help me. Anyway, it's a good song. Make me a pallet on your floor, honey. If I sleep on your bed, I might get killed. Mm-hmm. down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. Then baby, my good girl, she won't know. I'm going up the country through that sleeting snow. Going up the country through that sleeting snow. I'm going up the country through that sleeting snow. Ain't no telling just how far I'll go. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Give a breakfast here, give a dinner in Tennessee. Told you I was coming, so you better look for me. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. Then baby, my good girl, she won't know. All right, Uncle Jack. Lay down on your bed. No, honey, I can't lay down on that bed. Well, sweet thing, I can't lay down across your pretty bed. Cause my good woman, she might kill me dead. And don't you let my good gal catch you here. Don't you let my good gal catch you here. If you do, she might shoot you. She may cut and start you too. No telling what that woman might do. Lord have mercy, make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. Then baby, my good gal, she won't know. Sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Yeah, the way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. I think I'll turn to try sleeping on the side. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And maybe my good gal, she won't know. Let's pick it together, John. Shave some of the top end off of my guitar, a bit of the upper mids and a bit of the highs. It's biting a little too hard. Thank you. Let me find the right harpoon, Jack, and we'll do a blues for him right here, something called Stranger Blues. I bet you a dollar. I got that apple flavored job the first try. See, the reason I had one of them apple tortillas at burrito things, you know, for dessert at supper a minute ago that they served here, and that helped me out by finding that apple flavored harp. To the guitar. Mm-hmm. Look out. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just floated in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just floated in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Well, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so lawdy long. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Can't find a place to stay, I just go from door to door. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just floated in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just floated in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Blues it, man. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. Ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. Lord, yeah. And boys, if he can't send it, don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. To wear out 99 pair of shoes. Yeah, I'm going back home. Have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. And when I get back down to Dixie, won't have the stranger blues. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just floated your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. And now, from Mooresville, North Carolina, let's make old brother Jack Lawrence welcome, would you? He's been picking good tonight.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to play a song now I learned from a record called Grandpa Jones Remembers Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, the bad and the bass, huh?
Ah, yeah, you bet. There's It's a great album cover, picture of Grandpa and his largemouth bass on one side, and Ozzy is biting the head off a bat on the other. It's a great album.
Ow!
Virtual dichotomy of country music. Oh, about 7.5 pounds.
Lord have mercy.
This is a Grandpa Jones tune. I don't mean to make light of Grandpa Jones because he's been a great, great entertainer for about 60 years now and still going at it. This is one of my favorite. One of my favorite Grandpa Jones tunes called Eastbound Freight Train.
Been so lonesome for my hometown. Seems I never was so far away. Now I can hear that freight train blowing. I'll be gone before the break of day. I'll have to quit my daily rambling. So tonight I'm gonna start my journey back. Sitting on the top of an old boxcar, sailing down that silvery stream of track. Freight train, eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end. Far from my hometown, I'll never leave again to roam.
Yeah,
I know that I was born to wander, but I'm gonna stick around my home. I can see the smoke rolling out of that old smokestack, sitting on the top of an old boxcar, sailing down that silvery stream of track. Eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train,
roll
let
it.
Me stay till the end.
Oh, I'm getting hot, son.
Freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end. Let me stay till the end.
Care. played it too hard, son.
I admitted to the first crowd I wanted to be Lester Flatt when I was a kid. That was in 63, I guess. About 64, my dad brought home a Jim and Jesse album, Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. That was a tough one. I couldn't decide which one to be on any particular day. It was also especially hard because I could never get my hair just exactly right. Anyway, my dad brought home an album that had a tune called Stony Creek on it. I'd like to play that.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are a jumping, and that old cotton is high. Your pap is rich, and your mammy's good looking. Hush, little baby. Honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing, gonna spread out your wings and take to the sky. Until that day, you can hush up your crying. Cause your pappy and your mammy standing by. time, and the living is easy. Oh, them catfish are jumping, that old cotton getting high, your pappy's rich, your mammy good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. There was called Nashville Pickin'. I'm good mind to make Jack pick that hard Jimmy Rogers song again. I don't know if I can yodel this or not tonight, Jack. You reckon I ought to have the nerve to try this? I believe we'll get it in D, maybe if I... Jeff, now when I start to yodel the high part on this thing, get your head back away from my meters, one level flow pitchy. The Jimmy Rogers music was certainly top of the line for me back when I was learning to play the guitar when I was a boy. In fact, Jim died when I was still just a little old boy. He died when I was 10 years old. Treasures untold. The kisses we share in my sweetest dreams are even more precious than gold. How I love your sweet face and your dear smiling eyes. So often the story's been told. And if I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold. And we'll do you one more Jimmy Rogers song. I'd like to do a pair of them to show you the different kinds of things he did. This one was one he wrote about a friend of his. I don't know where it was, a fictional friend or where he really existed. A man named Campbell that got in trouble. The song's called He's in the Jailhouse Now. Now, Jeff, keep your head away from them meters, boy. I had a friend named Campbell. He'd cheat and steal and gamble. Well, I guess he tried most everything low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a big fight. And then a policeman came and knocked him down. He's in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit drinking gin and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Holly, lonely, you be here. I guess he thought he'd get away. But at the railroad station, they took him by the arm. When the chief said, I've come for you, old Bill said, hey, this won't do. Because Bill Campbell never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. Back in the jailhouse now. Oh, yes, he broke out. And all over town, the fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. Thank you. Sadie, and she said, "Have you seen my baby?" And I told her he was down in the can. Little old Sadie, she started fussing. She went right on downtown to cuss it. She says, "I've come down here to get my man." She's in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. So you can understand why little old kid Sadie got thrown in the can. She's in the jailhouse now. Only lonely you. She was just about the sweetest thing around. She began to call me honey, and we began to spend my money. Then we got drunk and thought we owned the town. We're in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. The next day we wanted to go, but that old jailer, he said, "No, we're in the jailhouse now." I thought I was going to have to get Jack to jump in there and catch a couple of them notes. I bet he could yodel. I bet you all right, Jack could yodel. Did a Songs from the Heart album that'll be out sometime fall, probably November. There's a gospel album coming out now. It should be out in a week or so, according to the man at the record company. You know, they'll tell you one thing, then something. Oh, we're sorry, we didn't get it out in time. You know how it goes. Anyway, I'd like to do a song that will be on the Songs from the Heart album. Oh, they're going to call that album Dear Old Southern Home, Jay.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Yeah. Anyway, this song here is called Life is Like a River. You remember? Let me go through a turnaround in a verse of it, and you can grab in there then. That river, honey, just like you and me. It's sometimes rough and muddy with rapids along the way. For some the trip is shorter, but almost half their day. There's no dark and rolling tide between you and me. Lots of love and happiness far as I can see. There's a dark and muddy current that can sweep your boat from sight. If you pass that point of no return, there's a dark and endless night. But there's a mighty boatman, and he's out there every day. Just put your life in his hands, and you're safely on your way. There's no dark and rolling tide between you and me. Lots of love and happiness far as I can see. We've rode life's raging river, when the banks were caving in, when the storms have almost beaten us, we've always tried again. Let's keep the faith together, encouraging our friends, until we reach the crystal sea of life that never ends. There's no dark and rolling tide between you and me. Lots of love and happiness, far as I can see. Jack, you learned it well. You didn't miss a lick on it, no. You even followed me through something different from what was on the record. Yeah, you did. Jack, I'm going to do a gospel song right here. Doc Watson always messes around with everything. Some of you, I'm sure, went to church some. One time or another, and you remember seeing an old song called The 90 and 9? Well, it was written from the parable in St. Luke about the lost sheep. And the original went something like, the 90 and 9, they safely lay, and so on. Well, I thought, well, I'm going to put it on record, and I'm going to put a little Doc Watson flavor in there, and here's the way I did it. Peacefully lay in the safety of the good shepherd's fold. But one had wandered out on the hills far away, so far from heaven's gates of gold. Out on the mountains, so wild and so bare, away from the good shepherd's tender loving care. Far away from the good shepherd's tender loving care. None of the ransomed ever could have known how deep were the raging waters crossed, or just how dark the night that the good Lord passed through ere he found his wandering sheep that was lost. Then out in the desert he heard its feeble cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. It was so sick and helpless and ready to die. There it rose a glad cry up to the gates of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my wandering sheep. Then the angels they echoed all around God's throne. Rejoice, for the good Lord is bringing back his own. Rejoice, for the good Lord is bringing back his own. Jack, I guess we ought to flat pick them some kind of. Let's play something that ain't quite country. What do you think? I remember the first fella I ever picked this with on the stage. Would you believe it was Roger Sprung.
Roger
yeah, I went to New York. Oh, I thought I was a hell of a guitar picker when I first went to New York. I listened to that record back now and think, Doc, you ought to pick that better than that. So, oh, Roger had a notion for an album called Progressive Bluegrass, Volume 1. And he got me to pick on it with him. I had an old Gibson. The thing had an awful good tone. Remember how that thing sounded? Mm-hmm. Well, I told you I was informal up here, folks. I don't know how to be any other way. I'm just me. And we picked one called Bye Bye Blues, and I believe me and Jack will pick that in for you. Thank you very much. There's an old boy who lives over near Raleigh, North Carolina, named Jimmy Jett. And he's a truck driver by trade, but he wrote a pretty little tune that I did a recording of. This is on a Sugar Hill album called Riding the Midnight Train. And the song's all about old-timey trains. It's called The Greenville Trussle. And Jack does some good picking and good harmony singing on this. And I'll do my best to remember all the words to it, Jack. Some sound you could hear for miles around as they rode across that Greenville Trussle High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for the real old man. And the Greenville Trussle not all seems so high. Wind, I get rambling on my mind. Lord, I wish they still sounded that way. As I turn to head for home, Lord, she'd rumble low and long. the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for the railroad man. And the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. To it's been a long time. Well, we'll find that and maybe and roll on Buddy for the last two, but I got one lost my train of thought. Yep, that's exactly what happened. People holler at me from the audience, I lose it. Had a good one in my mind right there, I was going to do, and I know what it was. I'll teach you to be quiet. Missed a good song. Oh, I know what it was. We ain't done a single Texas Playboy team. Not near one on either set. Let's do the epitome of Western Swing. Let's do the San Antonio Road. Leon McAuliffe, I think, may have written the melody to this. Eldon Chamblin, the guitar player that played a chord every lick, a different chord, when he worked with Bob Wills, wrote the words to this. Thank you. splendor, though only my heart called back my rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like feathers falling apart. Speak once again, oh my love, my own broken song, empty words I know, till it lives in my heart all alone. While in dreams I walk by the Alamo with Rose, my Rose of San Antone. I used to hear an old boy, Luke Jordan, from down in eastern Virginia, down along, God, I forgot the name of that river where he lived down. Anyway, he played kind of sort of a ragtime rhythm guitar and sang some songs. He was a black fella, blues, sort of happy blues singer. And he did a song one time called, He did a song one time called... Gambling Rambling Man. I'm going to do the Natural Born Gambling Man, Merle Travis song right here. About to introduce the wrong song. Told you I lost my train of thought. I'm tired. Hell, I got to make excuse some kind for getting old, don't you know? Anyway, Natural Born Gambling Man was certainly a favorite of mine when it comes to Merle Travis's picket. Old Travis had a, I don't know what he called that Western swing group he had together. Went out there on the West Coast and had, God, he had a trumpet player and accordion player. You name it in that band. And then, of course, there was Merle and his guitar just tearing it up. I don't know how much Merle ever gambled, Merle. I never did talk, no, get to know him good enough to find out much about his adventures in life. You ask me why I ramble, and you want to know why I roam. You better wondering why I run all around, and I ain't never had a home. My daddy was a gambler, Lord, he rambled all over this land. I'm just a chip off the same old block. I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man. Yeah, I can throw a set and follow the left. I'm a natural born gambling man. Take it, Jack. One off of the bottom, man, I seen him when he got his hand. Lord, I pulled my gun and I mowed him down. I'm a natural born gambling man. Well, they hauled me over to Nashville, of course, and they locked me in a dirty old cell. They gave me a number for my name. 'Twas a number that I loved so well. It is 3 7s and then 11. That's a good hand. I know right then that I'd won again. For I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man. Natural born gambling man. Yeah, I can throw a set man. Follow the left, I'm a natural born gambling man. On the day that I got my pardon, the warden, he said to me, son, take my advice and quit your dice and let that old gambling be. I said, now look here, Mr. Warden. That's mean you just play one hand, and I'll bet you 10 that you can't win. For I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man. A natural born gambling man, yeah. I can throw a seven and follow with the left. I'm a natural born gambling man. Do it to it, Jack. Man. I'm a natural born gambling man. Old Jody picked the cotton and the forks of the branch. I'm a natural born gambling man.
No one more, do it.
We'll repeat one. Buddy for my side, yes, with his old hammer. Don't kill John Henry, but it won't kill me. Lord, it won't kill me. Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. Now how can I pull when his wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy, and make your time. I done broke down, and he can't make mine. Get his own. See my baby, whoa, and ain't coming back. No, won't be back. It's a long, long way from here to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. Now how can I pull when his wheels won't roll? Said roll on, buddy, and make your time. All of them broke down. Like silver, it rings like silver, and it shines like gold. Hey, somebody stole my 9-pound hammer. He's took it and gone, God alone, he's took it and gone. Roll on, buddy, put your load of coal. Said, how can I pull when his wheels won't roll, bullet jack? And make your time. And I broke down, man, and I can't break my.
Hey!
Okay. You're the big Sandy, and you can tell them what. Not what for. Thank you for coming to hear his pick. Bless your hearts. We appreciate it. And Jack's going to tell you what we're going to pick for the last turnaround here. Thanks again for coming.
We're going to play a medley of fiddle tunes here. Come as a surprise to anybody, does it? We're going to do a tune called Across the Big Sandy that I first learned or first heard Kenny Baker, fiddler with Bill Monroe, do back in the 60s, and ended with a thing called Salt Creek or Salt River, another tune that I heard Kenny Baker play in the 60s, and, well, here they are.
I learned one of them from Mill Keith and the other from Kenny. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you much. Good night, and God bless you all. Thank you, thank you. He's backing me in there like putting a mule in the stocks, ready to pull something.
I guess we got to do this one right. Is
that they hollered so loud, I don't believe we got that done exactly right, Jack. I was about to think my little mute switch wasn't working on that plug. I probably knocked Jeff's ears down back there if you happen to have the headset on. I'm gonna do a little dab, or a dab and a half maybe, of the Black Mountain Rag. Thank you.